You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, November 24th, 2023. You're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. And right off with a programming note, Thanksgiving was yesterday, if you're here in the U.S. And as a part of my programming note, just so you know, I am actually recording this before the Thanksgiving holiday. Because like many of you, I have plans to be AFK, not going to be around. So if the world catches on fire, and you tune in to the Friday Daily Nationalist because on Thursday the world caught on fire and you're like, I can't wait to hear GPD's hot takes on this. And you're like, this is it? This, why are you talking about this? That's why. AFK while the world burns. But don't worry. I have every intention of being back on Monday, and then we'll talk about the world burning then. Always remind you that we have our Sven Longshank support links here on the description page for the Daily Nationalist here at Radio Albion. We don't want to forget Sven. We want to keep on trying to reach out to him and make sure he knows that we're all thinking about him. Well, today it's all about the science. I've got two stories. I probably won't get to the second one. If I do, it's kind of sort of related. So, yeah, we're all about the science here. And, at the cutting edge of science, we have these museums that are, because you've got to be in touch with the future. You've got to be in touch with the past. You got to know what was happening. And luckily, we have a lot of people with made up jobs that no doubt pay pretty good money to lead the charge to teach us about the science and history. Our first story, both stories come from the Daily Mail, which it can be a trying thing in and of itself. Our first story is titled, Museum Claims Black Women More Likely to Die of the Plague in Medieval London Because of Pre-Modern Structural Racism. Now, as we go through the story, you're going to probably expect some sort of actual explanation of proof as to why this is. You're going to be disappointed if that's what you're expecting. It amazes me because a museum and history, I'm always interested in these things. I am. I'm interested in history and museums. Like if you just look at an old photograph and you see those people and you realize every one of those people in that old photograph had thoughts and dreams and ideas and ways they viewed the world, and they're dead now. I find that very interesting. I've always found it interesting to walk through old cemeteries, cemeteries that have a long history, and to go back to the back part to find those really old graves and just to look at the names and to know that was an actual living human being. So when I see a story like this and it takes history and basically takes a huge dump all over it, because they want to turn history into now. Well, all of these people that push this agenda, they have this whole zero history thing, day zero, everything just started today. And there's always a purposeful intent of disconnecting us from our actual real true history. They want us to forget all of that because then we might look and go, well, we didn't used to live in an insane clown world, and we might start getting funny ideas. So they have to start this new history. Everything just started now. And one of the ways they do this is you have people running these museums and these fake historians, and they superimpose, this modern zero history clown world view onto history. They're trying to, in other words, they're trying to give you the impression that it was always like this, that this current modern narrative, even though it wasn't like this even in my lifetime, they try to act like this happened years ago. Another story I was thinking about doing, but I passed on, was that one of the former Roman emperors was actually transgender. And I went through the story, and of course, there's nothing in there that actually says that it actually proves any of that. There was no like actual statues of them being trans. It's just this constant effort to take the modern narrative and superimpose it over history to try to convince you, if you're a moron, which you're not because you listen to this show, but if you are a moron, you're supposed to say, see, it's always been this way. Again, I have the advantage that I'm in my 50s now, and I can tell you it wasn't even this way in my lifetime, much less hundreds of years ago. But they want to convince you, and this gives the midwits that actually maybe believe some of this claptrap, they sit there and say, well, the science says, see, it's always been this way. It was just buried. It was just hidden. They didn't want you to know it was like this. It's all a lie, of course, which makes it satanic in nature. It's all a lie. It hasn't always been like this. This is a new creation, a new modern creation. Let's get to our story. Black women of African descent were more likely to die of the plague in medieval London, academics have found. Non-white inhabitants of London died in greater numbers because of the devastating effects of pre-modern structural racism, according to the research from the Museum of London and academics. And academics in the U.S. Now, I'll tell you now, because obviously I've read through the story. Nowhere in here are they going to actually tell you how many black people were living in London during the plague. Nowhere in the story. You would think that would be a relative piece, you know, a relevant rather piece of information. They make this bold claim that that non-white inhabitants of London died in greater numbers, and they make the bald-faced claim of the devastating effects of pre-modern structural racism. If you're looking for proof of that, because this is supposedly the science, right? Where that's supposed to be all about evidence. They have found some sort of evidence. There's no evidence. None. None is given here. Now, you know, some smug midwit that actually wants to believe this crap would say, oh, well, then why? Then prove how come? Prove how? No, no. You're the one that has made the assertion that these people died in greater numbers and they died without even telling us how many there were, by the way. And then you say it is you made the absolute claim that is because of pre-modern structural racism and no proof. So the burden of proof is on the person making the claim. If you're going to make the claim that, well, it's because of this, and somebody says, well, I don't believe you, it's not that the person says, I don't believe you to make, you know, to somehow back up. No, you made the claim. You've got to back that up. What is now referred to as the Black Death killed millions of people across Europe and Asia between 1348 and 1350. Well, it turns to find out it's called the Black Death because, you see, black people died from it. And yes, they will get around to claiming this is like COVID. In London, where half of the population lost their lives, bodies had to be piled five deep in mass graves. See, unlike COVID, they literally were stacking bodies up. This was what a real plague, this was what a real pandemic looked like. The new research examined the remains of, okay, now we just heard half the people that lived in London died. Stacked up. The new research examined the remains of 145 individuals in three plague burials. So half the citizens of the city died. And this brilliant study examined 145 people in a grave. Now, granted, I don't have a made-up job that pays a lot of money being a historian and scientist, but I can even tell you that that is not a relevant statistical sample, 145 people. And they're basing this bold claim on this research. It found that there were significantly higher proportions of people of color and those of black African descent in plague burials compared to non-plague burials. Well, maybe, just maybe, since they only examined 145 individuals, maybe they just happened to be studying an area where that's where more black people were buried. You know, there weren't, spoiler alert, there weren't a lot of black people in London. I know Netflix says otherwise. Netflix may say otherwise, but there weren't very many black people in London at the time, okay? So more than likely, they lived in a concentrated area, because this is shocking news, but people tend to want to live among their own kind. That's why you have black communities today. They live amongst their own kind, not because people force them to, but they choose to live that way. It's human nature. Everybody tends to want to congregate and live around people like them. So it stands to reason, if you happen to study the burial area where the black people, or near where the black people tended to live, you probably got more black samples. Say, I'm not even the science and I can figure this out. This is debunked so easily. Even I can do it. It's just, they put this stuff out here and it's so laughable on its face. And if you just take a little time, as we're doing today, to read through it, I mean, when you read the headline, I can sniff the bullshit out just by the headline. And I know as I go through the story, if I look hard enough, I can find the fault. 145. They studied 145 dead bodies. And they found more blacks than statistically, should have been in the percentage, when half the population of the city died. And we're not supposed to come to the conclusion that, yeah, you probably picked the area near where the black people were living, since there weren't very many of them to begin with. Trust the experts. It's just, trust the science. The researchers examined data on bone and dental changes on remains from three cemeteries: East Smithfield Emergency Plague Cemetery, St. Mary Grace's, and St. Mary Spital. They found that the likelihood of dying from the plague was highest among people who already faced significant hardships, such as famines that were hitting England at the time. So was the famine racist? I don't see where they went from this to historical systemic racism, concluding that the higher death rates were the result of racism. I don't see where they made this jump. Are they trying to imply that white poor people had it easier in London? Is that the implication that they're trying to make here? Concluding that the higher death rates were the result of racism, the academics pointed out that social and religious divisions were then based on origin, skin color, and appearance. The study was published in the journal Bioarchaeology International and led by Dr. Rebecca Redfern, senior curator of archaeology at the Museum of London. I really want to insert a comment here, but it would be considered misogynistic. It was the first piece of research to examine how racism influenced a person's risk of death during what was then known as the Great Pestilence. And again, there's absolutely no way to determine that, to claim that racism had any part in it. And in fact, as we get to the story, I believe they're actually going to debunk their own point. They're actually going to undermine their own claim here. The study will inform exhibitions at the Museum of London's new base in Smithfield, which is set to open in 2026. Scientists are able to determine individuals' ancestry based on DNA from bones and teeth. Chemicals in their teeth also point to where they grew up. Experts can also use a method of forensic anthropology called macromorphoscopics to examine an individual's facial bones and features of their skull to determine their ancestors. You mean they can actually tell that races are different from one another? I thought race was just a social construct. How is it that they're able to actually study these bones and know of what ancestry they are? It's like, are they actually claiming that there are differences between the races? Maybe we're not supposed to notice that. Dr. Redfern said, "We have no primary written sources from people of color and those of black African descent during the Great Pestilence of the 14th century." Yes, because most of them probably could not read or write, and most of the white people at that time could not read or write. So archaeological research is essential to understanding more about their lives and experience. Nowhere in here does the science tell us how they archaeologically determined from their bones and their DNA that they experienced racism. Nowhere. This is, again, they're making the claim. They are the ones making the claim. It's a stupid claim, but we're supposed to take this. We're supposed to take the appeal. We're so conditioned. We're constantly conditioned. We saw this again with the other hoaxes, the global warming, the climate change hoax, the COVID hoax, all of the rest of these hoaxes, they always go to this appeal to authority. If you're arguing with one of these midwits on social media, they'll always run out with this appeal to authority. This person with a title behind their name says so. So it's got to be true. This person, these people are making this bold claim that these people died because of racism. Again, thousands and thousands of people died at the time from this plague. They studied 125 corpses and came to the conclusion when they dug up these bones that this person, because of their bone structure and DNA and their teeth, experienced racism. Nothing backing this up. There's absolutely, there is nothing. How are you going to look at these bones and claim that this person experienced racism? And again, this is the heart of what they're producing as science. This is the heart of their research, is making this claim that these people died because of racism. They died at the rate that they did because of racism, with nothing. How are you going to dig up a set of bones and say, oh, this person, they died because of racism? You can't. As with the reason, now we just read, and this is actually correct, that so many people died, they had to stack the bodies literally up in the street. You couldn't miss it. And now they have the nerve to actually liken this to COVID-19. And they do this with a straight face. You were supposed to be so stupid that you sit here and nod your head and go along with this. As with the recent COVID-19 pandemic, there's nothing, I'm sorry, I can't get past this. There's no similarities. There's absolutely zero similarities to the COVID-19 pandemic. Social and economic environment played a significant role in people's health, and this is most likely why we find more people of color and those of Black African descent in plague burials. Okay. I'm going to stop for a second. First off, there's no comparison to COVID-19. And to say that should get that person laughed out of the room. If we had actual science, because I'm not anti-science. I'm for actual science. I just said earlier, I'm very interested in history. And I love the actual legitimate study of history. I think it's important. I think it's important to understand things. This destroys history. These things, look, these made-up jobs they give these women, like this Miss Redfern or whatever the hell her name is. She's so irrelevant. I don't even want to take the effort to scroll two paragraphs up and double check her name. These made up people, they're the ones who are discrediting science. To compare the Black Death in any way, shape, to put COVID-19 in the same article as talking about the Black Death should get a person laughed out of the room. Social and economic environment played a significant role in people's health. Yes, poor people are going to have worse health care, period. Now, all of these people were dying in mass because they didn't really have a cure for this. They're stacking. They didn't even understand for the longest where this came from. They couldn't figure it out. They just knew everybody was dying from it. They had a plague, a pestilence had been descended upon the land. They had no idea where it came from. If you had money or not, well, they still couldn't treat you. The thing is, if you were poor, you're more than likely to be living in the slums. And if you're living in the slums, you're likely to be overrun with rats and fleas and all the things spreading the plague. So yes, you were more than likely to catch it than if you were living, say, off in the countryside in your manor somewhere, then yeah, you were probably going to get it, or you're at least a lot less likely to get it. Needless to say, there weren't very many Black people there at the time, and there were none of them living in the manor. Another bold accusation. This is why we find more people of color and those of Black African descent in plague burials. Yeah, because they weren't living in a castle somewhere. Again, regardless of what Netflix says. This is actual science. Is if you went in, an archaeological science would look like this. You go in with no pre-biases. With nothing. You're just going in and you're like, okay, we're going to do a burial, or we're going to do an excavation, and we're going to study this and see what we can figure out about people at the time, what we can find out about them and the way they lived and the sort of lives they lived. And maybe we can find out some interesting information. It's obvious, because of these naked assertions they're making with no evidence, it is obvious to anybody who cares to just casually look at this that they went into this with the predetermined outcome already set. They went into this to say, we're going to prove that the current narrative can be applied to then. Of course, the current narrative is a lie too, but they wanted to apply it then. This is obvious what they did, which is the opposite of science. If you're doing actual science, you don't go in with, well, I'm making this naked assertion, and I'm going to only examine the evidence that proves my case and disregard anything that could explain that away. Any offsetting evidence must be disregarded so that at the end I can publish this paper and say, see, I was right all along. Dr. Joseph Hefner, associate professor of anthropology at Michigan State University, said, this research takes the deep dive into previous thinking about population diversity in medieval England based on primary sources. Prepare for a lot of gibberish, by the way. I love how these academics, these so-called academics, they throw out a bunch of academic-sounding terms, and you're supposed to just be bedazzled by this and go, oh my gosh, this person is obviously really, really smart. Don't question them. They're an expert. Listen to the words they're throwing around. But if you just sit there for a minute and actually read what they're saying, they're not saying anything. They're throwing a bunch of academic terms around, and you're supposed to be bedazzled by their word magic and say, this guy must know what he's talking about. That's what they're doing. And it works on a lot of people. They throw these terms around, and your eyes are supposed to glaze over, and you're supposed to shrug and say, well, this guy must know what he's talking about. Listen to the way he sounds. Let's start over this and read what this guy says. Dr. Joseph Hefner, associate professor of anthropology at Michigan State University, said, quote, this research takes the deep dive into previous thinking about population diversity in medieval England based on primary sources, combining bioarchaeological method and theory with forensic anthropological methods permits a more nuanced analysis of this very important data. He did not tell you a damn thing about systemic racism during the plague. Nothing, nothing, nothing. He threw a bunch of academic sounding words at you. He put together a word salad that sounded like he's using a lot of big words. And if you have a little bit of sense, you can stop here for a minute. And these words are not bedazzling. These are not bedazzling words. They're not actually even big words. They're not hard to understand what the words mean, but they throw them together in a way where you're supposed to sound very sciencey, and you're supposed to go, oh my gosh, this guy must really know what he's talking about. He hasn't told you a damn thing. Read it more slowly if you need to. He hasn't told you a damn thing. He threw a bunch of academic sounding words at you, and you're supposed to nod and go along. Well, this is very sciencey. Professor Sharon DeWitt, another woman with a made-up job, a biological anthropologist at the University of Colorado, said, quote, not only does it work, I'm just going to keep rolling here. You know now they're going to throw a bunch of academic sounding terms at you without actually saying anything. Remember, the assertion here is these people died in greater numbers because they studied 100-something people out of thousands and thousands that died. Which, again, throws the science thing out the window. They're the ones that have made the assertion that they have discovered systemic racism during the plague was killing off black people because of hatred of the color of their skin or something. Professor Sharon DeWitt, a biological anthropologist at the University of Colorado, said, quote, not only does this research add to our knowledge about the biosocial factors that affected risks of mortality during medieval plague epidemics, it also shows there is a deep history of social marginalization shaping health and vulnerability disease in human populations. No, there is nothing. Again, they just throw these words at you to sound like they know what they're talking about. They haven't told you. There's nothing what she threw out here that has backed up this claim that black people were being wiped out by the plague because the plague hated the color of their skin or whatever. None of this has been, no, they made the claim There's nothing here backing this claim up. They're throwing academic words at you, and you're supposed to nod and go along. Dr. Dorothy Kim, yet another woman with a made-up job in the science, assistant professor of English at Brandeis University in Massachusetts. Wait a minute. Okay, but never mind. In Massachusetts, claimed that England's capital in the medieval period was a black London. She added the article outlines field-changing possibilities for new archival research and archaeological work. Wow, brah. So, Dr. Dorothy Kim says, England's capital in the medieval period was a black London. She's watched Netflix. Is she basing this on the research where they dug up 125 bodies out of tens of thousands that died? She added the article outlines field-changing possibilities for new archival research and archaeological work. Again, that doesn't tell you anything, and it doesn't back up this claim of historical plague-era systemic racism. I warned you early, there is no proof of this, because there can't be. I mean, they can find certain things about the way people lived, and they can actually determine the race of the people, which I find very sciencey. Wow, you mean to tell us you can look at skull structures and tell that person is of African descent versus European descent? No kidding. So there's actually more to race than just skin color. Please forward your research to all of the other sciencey so-called scientists who are constantly telling us that race is a social structure, a social construct, and we're all absolutely the same from blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swede to an Aborigine. It's just skin tone. Of course, they contradict themselves because they're liars. These people are liars. I'm saying it. They're liars. They'll sit there and tell you there's no racial differences. In one breath, they'll sit there and tell you there's no difference between the races from an Aborigine to a Swede. Then in the next, they'll actually admit that, well, actually, they can dig these bones up and they can tell somebody is of African descent. Well, which is it? There's either zero difference in race as a social construct, or there is actual genetic racial differences. Which one is it? Science, please do tell. And see, it doesn't matter. It's just whatever the narrative is. See, at this time, they need the narrative. They need the narrative to back up that, you know, oh, well, see, systemic racism was wiping people out during the plague. So they've got to conjure up, you know, actual, well, yeah, we could tell that it was black people. But if it's fast forward and they're talking about a different subject, they throw that out the window. This is what liars do. They forget what they just told you 5 minutes ago to move on to the next lie. And yet everything they try to justify, everything they try to cram down our throats, again, from climate change to all of this other gibberish crap, they make this appeal to their own expertise, to the science. Even though they're lying. They're lying and they're constantly contradicting themselves. And we're supposed to just believe it. Let's wrap this up. In reconsidering a multiracial English past, which they got to this by digging up 125 bodies out of tens of thousands. We must address how race and anti-blackness were navigated, negotiated daily on London streets and cultural landscape. And you're going to do that how? Skeletons from the East Smithfield Cemetery that were examined in a previous study carried out by Dr. Redfern found that none of the plague victims with black, African, or mixed heritage had been maltreated in death. So see, here's where we get to party. Remember I told you earlier, before we got to the end of the article, they were actually going to undermine their own claims. Now they claim because they dug up Africans, they found some African descended bodies, people of African descent. I'll get spit out in a minute. That proves racism somehow. They could tell this from bones. They never tell us how they actually came to that conclusion, and the burden of proof, it falls on them. They're making the claim. But now their previous study, this Dr. Redfern, her previous study showed that none of the plague victims, none with Black, African, or mixed heritage, were maltreated in death. That's interesting. If they were killed off because of the racism, you would think they would be just, you know, pitched in a ditch. The experts could see that their bodies had been placed in the graves with care and respect. How awful and racist. And this is at the very end of the freaking article, you get to this. At the very end, they undermine everything they claimed through the entire rest of the article. Why people were so racist, while tens and thousands of people, there were only a handful of Black people there. And yet the people were so racist that they took the time while they're stacking bodies, literally stacking bodies up on the sidewalk. The guy going through the cart, through the streets with the cart going, bring out your dead, because there are so many. While this was going on, the horrible racist English took the time to bury these Black people with dignity and respect. They just shot their own. They just shot their own claim out the window. Poof. They just undermined them. But you got to get to the end of the article. However, the examination of the remains, they're trying. It's like here at the end, they realize they really kind of undermined everything they just claimed. However, the examination of the remains of one woman of African descent found that she had osteoarthritis in her spine and a diseased shoulder joint. Both conditions were caused by manual repetitive labor and are likely to have caused pain, Dr. Redfern and Dr. Hefner said in 2021. Well, no shit. You think they had pain? I got a diseased shoulder joint myself. I can't raise my arm about above shoulder height. And it hurts a lot, I'm sure. Are you telling me that you dug up this woman of African descent and were shocked to discover she had signs of doing repetitive manual labor? I am so shocked. I would have thought she was there as, you know, a high academic or something. The woman also had arthritis in her jawbone, meaning she could have experienced pain while eating and speaking. So the systemic racism, I guess this is the closest we get. We're at the end of the article. So they make the claim that more African descended people died of the plague because of racism. And their proof is, well, they found one woman's body and they could tell that she had signs of doing repetitive manual labor. Guess what? I guarantee you the vast majority of the white people they've dug up would have had the same signs, because that's what these people were doing. I mean, what the hell else were they doing in London? We're sitting around posting on TikTok. I mean, what the hell else do you think they were doing? Why? What else do you think? Look, if you could go back to the 1300s, you go back to the plague era in London. There's this tiny percentage of Africans there. I mean, what the hell do you think they were there doing? The fact they were doing manual labor. This is an era. This was a point in time they were using child labor. They were having little poor white kids go down chimneys and breathe soot and go wheel them down the chimney to clean the chimneys. And their proof of plague era racism is, oh, we dug up this old African woman and found that she had signs of doing manual repetitive labor. And this, I'm assuming because we're at the end of the article, this was their proof of plague era systemic racism killing off Africans at a higher rate, at a higher statistical rate, which is out the window anyway, because they only studied 125 graves, 125 bodies out of tens of thousands, if not over 100,000. The numbers are vague because of record keeping back then, but tens and tens of thousands of dead bodies. They looked at 125 and said, we found more African descended people here than we expected to. I've already explained why that would have been earlier. Because I guarantee that they happened to dig up the areas where those people were, the few that were there. Now, this matters because everything they push now okay? Everything they push now is always backed up with this appeal to science and appeal to authority. And everything they do, such as this, you know, they're going to say, well, what's the point of even going over this? What's the point of pointing out their lies and their BS? And the point is, if they're lying about this and naming it science, they're lying about everything else they're naming about science. I've said this before, there was an actual real study done, and this guy went back through all of these published, all of this published and supposedly peer-reviewed research, and found that virtually all of it, like 90% of it, couldn't be replicated. It was peer-reviewed, and they went, this guy went back and took and put everything together just like the original research did, and he couldn't get the same results. The point here is, and the reason I think this matters, besides the fact that history matters, like the one interesting thing from this article was the fact that they did find Africans there, a small number, but they did find them there, and that the people, even in the midst of all of this death, took the time to bury these people with care and respect. That's the interesting thing from their research that I got out of it. Now, again, the important thing is because everything they're pushing from, again, the climate hoax to all their other stupid hoaxes, they back this up with the experts and the science. So remember every time they discredit themselves with this kind of nonsense, remember that the next time they tell you to trust the experts. We're going to get on out of here. I hope you enjoy your weekend. If you didn't catch, by the way, I wanted to say earlier on, my Monday show, my Monday Daily Nationalist, I think was one of my better Daily Nationalists, if I do say so myself, my Day in the Life of Joe Biden show. If you didn't check that out, check it out. I think it's pretty funny. But then again, you know, I have a different kind of sense of humor. So hope you'll check that. I always hope you'll check out my Parish of the Patriot show. We all know Dr. Johnson's work, Orthodox Nationalist, and his Thursday Daily Nationalist show. I don't have to tell you, Dr. J's stuff is great. Hope you'll check that out. I hope we'll see you back here next week for some of our great content. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.